Claude, my dad. Next born was my dad, Claude. I could go on for pages about him. He was born January 6, 1892 in Powell Butte, Oregon, just between Redmond and Prineville, a short way past Powell Butte on the way to Prineville on a road to the right called Stillman Road. Up Stillman Road about a quarter of a mile to a sharp turn, stop and look at the hillside and you will see a huge old barn that was built by my great-grandfather and his sons in about 1880. They came there from Cottage Grove, where his wife, Grace Clark, had died. He and his two sons are buried in Prineville next to each other. They are Charles and Walter Vandevert. Their other brother, Dick, was buried in Yoncalla, Oregon. My dad died December 5, 1975. Since Dad was born in the wintertime, the family waited until early spring to move to the ranch and start to build a home. Dad lived on the ranch all his life except during World War I and a time when he worked as an electrician in Portland and down on the Columbia River near Hood River on the Washington side. When he was away, he was so lonesome, and I have those letters that tell how he misses a family and to please write. He loved their letters. He finally left that job, which my brother Claude tells me would have been a very influential job in his later years. All the men he worked with liked him, and the bosses gave him better jobs as they could see his potential. But, as you know, he loved the ranch too much and headed back there as soon as he could. I believe part of his earnings were sent home, and each of the boys helped each other out with the education of the colleges where they studied to be physicians. I'm sure that my grandmother Sadie made the money stretch in every possible way, and she was adamant about education. Having been a teacher in her younger years and then teaching her own children. Arthur, Uncle Bush. The last child born at the ranch was Arthur Bushy on November 27, 1894, and he died June 16, 1972, in Sellersburg, Indiana. The nickname of Bushy came because he had such a head of hair. Have been told he didn't have a first name until he was 4 years old, at which time he named himself. He too studied to be a doctor. I believe all of them went to Willamette University for their education. He married Martha Shadburn Whitcomb, and because his mother had come from Kentucky originally, she wanted one of her sons to go back to that area to live. So that is where my Uncle Bush and Aunt Martha lived for as long as I can remember. They had a home in Sellersburg, Indiana, and Uncle Bush practiced there and in Louisville, Kentucky, just across the river.